Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, I just love hearing your voice on a Saturday morning, and I love the fact that we're getting partly cloudy skies. That gives us some relief from the sun. The trade's 15 to 20 miles per hour. We've got some windward and mocha scattered showers, thankfully, because otherwise the grass would be completely fried. The low between 71 and 76, depending where you are. Higher up, it'll be colder. And the high today between 84 and 89. So put your sunscreen on. You should always put your sunscreen on, even if it's cloudy. You'd like to play a round of golf today? The ladies mean business. They're playing today at Volcano Golf Club. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's an 8:32, a 9:10, a 10:48. If you'd like to play on Volcano, it's a gorgeous little course, a big course. Poi Pu, there's an 8:40, 9:30, 10:40, and there is at Kauai Lagoons. The Wild Bunch are going out. You know, may you hit the sweet spot every time. There's a 9 o'clock and a 10:28. Hawaii Kai on Oahu, 9:16, 10:40. Turtle Bay, 8:30, 9:36, 10:52. And we've got at the Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 8:50, 10 o'clock, a 1 o'clock. And Bab's Wedding Party. May you all hit the sweet spot every time and go out and have some fun today, ladies. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 8:50, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock. You can go out and have some fun today, too. It's got to be fun. You've got to make golf fun. It can't. Don't take it serious if your game's not with you. All right. And then Bayview has a 10:10 and an 11:08. Wailea has a 8:40 and a 9:30 and a 10:40 on the gold course. We have on the Emerald 11, 11:10, 11:20. That's wide open there. And on the blue course, there's an 8:40, an 8:50, and an 11:10. And Maui Nui has an 8:48, a 9:44, and a 10:40. And yes, the Jack Miller group, they're out on the course again. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. I have such a great show for you. All right. John Hagen's calling in from Scotland. Keith Hirschland, executive producer, Live Golf League. He's calling in. I've known Keith for so long. Didn't know he was over at Live. Tim Tucker, Worm Turf. Worm Turf. Uh-huh. Yep. Save water, save fertilizer, save the environment, grow better golf turf, improve community relations. Sounds like a winner. Corey Kozuma, the PGA professional at Midpacks, calling in. Jeff Shackelford, our independent voice in golf, will be with us. But first, it's Dean Wilson, PGA Tour champion and founder, Dean Wilson Junior Golf Classic, the inaugural tournament, July 15 through the 17. We'll be talking with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories. Now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding, banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
Dean Wilson, PGA Tour champion, founder of the Dean Wilson Junior Golf Classic. The inaugural tournament is July 15th through the 17th, and this is going to be at the Pali Golf Course. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. Very nice to be here.
Oh, it's so cool. It's so cool. It's been forever since I've heard your voice. Dean Wilson turned professional in 1992. He graduated from BYU, won six times on the Japan Golf Tour, once on the PGA Tour, and that was in a playoff with Tom Lehman. Wow. I mean, were you a little bit intimidated by having a playoff against Tom Lehman?
Sure. You know, he was someone that I was able to look up to, watch on TV a little bit.
Yeah.
He was the Ryder Cup captain that year. And so, you know, being in the mix with him was fantastic, and through it we've developed a great friendship that has lasted all these years. It's a wonderful memory.
I'm glad you've got that to share with kids, you know. The Century Tournament of Champions, he was the first player from Hawaii to play in that winner's only tournament, and now you're creating a tournament for the kids, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and Dean Wilson, for young golfers that feel like, you know, this is the ultimate competition for them at their age.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be a part of this. Mary B. with Hawaii State Junior Golf Association reached out to me, and we've come up with creating this tournament on the course I grew up, Pali Golf Course in Kaneohe, Hawaii. And I'm just looking forward to getting out there, being a part of the Hawaii State Junior Golf community and back home in Hawaii and, you know, back at Pali Golf Course. I couldn't think of something more fun to be a part of.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm totally a part of it because, oh, by the way, this is for golfers ages 12 and under. It's a two-day tournament.
Yeah, we can't enter.
We can't enter. No, but but it's on my birthday. July 15th and the 16th. Yes.
Yes.
So, how does this work? Tell us about how the format is.
Well, the format is 54 holes for the older age groups, which is, I think, the only 54-hole junior golf tournament around.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but the younger age groups are going to be playing the first 2 days, the 15th and 16th, and the older groups will be going off 3 days. And I'm just so excited to be a part of this. And as I've let some things out on social media and talked to a few friends, I've had so many people come up and want to be a part of this and want to find a way to help the kids. And I've got TaylorMade Golf to help with some tee prizes. I've got my friend Trotty Golf putting the word out on social media. And I'm so happy to announce right now that a good friend of mine, Serva Carrasco, and Alex Morgan, a professional soccer player, has kindly donated on behalf of the Alex Morgan Foundation to cover all the costs of the entry fees for all the young girls.
Wow, that is
and
so
with
cool.
That, I've had some friends follow up, always one that want to be a part of it, and we've come up for a way to cover the cost of all the entry fees for all the entrants of the tournament. And so I'm just looking forward to having everybody out and having a great time. And I just can't be more thankful to Alex Morgan and her foundation and everyone that has reached out to be a part of this and to help bring and make this a great event.
This is fantastic. This is awesome. This, you know.
I know, it's really unbelievable. You know, yes. Really cool.
And okay, so the age you have to be to play is 12 and under. They are playing the two-day tournament. And
well, we also have 10 and under. So we have 10 and under, one age group, 11 and 12-year-olds, 13 and 14, and then 15 to 18 in both boys and girls categories.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I was reading the sheet. I'm so glad you're here because I would have been totally wrong.
Like I said, we've had so many wonderful donations with TaylorMade Golf. You know, Kelly Slater is donating a competition used surfboard for a raffle. Alex is also donating a signed U.S. Women's National Team jersey. And I'm also trying to round up more prizes. So after the second round, we'll have a raffle, which will, each kid will, when they register, they get a ticket for the raffle and all have an equal chance to go home with one of these wonderful prizes. I'm just so excited to have them be a part of this tournament and donate these wonderful prizes.
Yeah, it's like
really unreal.
There's custom tailor-made wedges and a daily closest to the hole competition. Tailor-made Spider Tour double bend putters for daily putting competition winners, TaylorMade golf balls for persimmon long drive contest, TaylorMade QI drivers for the age division winners, Oakley sunglasses for age division winners, Estamos golf head covers for the age division winners, and shirts from Sumo Fish Design for all the participants. This is like a party.
Yeah, this is really cool. These are all sponsors and friends of mine that have been along my whole golf career. So Jason Sakamoto with Oakley Hawaii has stepped up, and we're going to get Oakley sunglasses to protect their eyes while they play golf for each one of the winners.
Wow.
Like I said, my friend Brant Fuse has designed our logo, and we're getting shirts for all the kids. Akbar Chisti with Seamus Golf is putting together some beautiful Hawaiian print head covers to put on the persimmons. I'm 54 years old right now, and I think I'm about the last generation to head off to college with persimmons before the big metalwood change. So I've decided to put together a few persimmon woods for each champion, and they're going to get a persimmon wood, a replica of what I used in high school as I made my way to college, and also the modern day driver, which might be twice as big. And so I think that'll be really fun and interesting. I'm sure some of these kids might have never seen a persimmon wood in their life.
Right.
And it'll be really fun. We're also going to hold a long drive contest on number 10 as they play. They'll just step aside to another tee, and TaylorMade is furnishing some balls for the long drive contest. So they'll come over, hit a couple of persimmons. And the long drive for each long drive champion will receive a persimmon. So I think it's just going to be fun. I can't wait to watch them hit these clubs and their reactions to the clubs. And just to be back in Kaneohe and grow up where my roots are and watch these kids play. It's just very exciting for me.
Yeah. Yeah, this is very cool. And talking with you, I can hear how proud you are of putting this all together.
Yeah, I'm just so happy with everybody that has come together to lend a hand and reach out and be a part of this. And it's really fun to feel the aloha from my friends up here in the mainland and people in Hawaii that just want to be a part of it and make it a wonderful experience for the kids. It's
so
really, really fun.
Folks, get in touch with Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Is that how they enter?
Yes, there's a link in my social media website, but you can also go to their website, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. I think it's hsgaga.org, and find out where the tournament is. Link up. The entries are closing tomorrow night, so we still have a few more spots to get in. So please, if you haven't entered and you're a member of the HSJGA, on and enter and come on out and have some fun with us.
Right on. Okay, that's hsjga.org. Mary B. Yes. Porter King, Hawaii State yes. Junior Golf Association. I haven't yes. had Mary B. on the show for a long time. She needs to come back. That's
yes,
when she was first organizing. Or you can go visit www.hsjga.org, or you can contact info@hsjga.org. There's always way. Okay, registration closes. It says July 8th. It's tonight or tomorrow? It's tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow. Yes.
Tomorrow
night.
Okay, tomorrow night, 5 p.m. So get in, get on the ball.
Clock is ticking.
Dean Wilson, thank you so much for being in the clubhouse with us this morning. Is there anything I didn't bring up or give you an opportunity to say?
No, this is great. I'm just so thankful that for all you do with golf in Hawaii, and thankful for bringing notice to my tournament. Like I said, I'm just looking forward to being out there, and I'm so proud to be associated with everybody that's come to help and be a part of this tournament. It's really going to be cool, and I'm really looking forward to this inaugural Dean Wilson Junior Golf Classic, as we say. So thanks again for all that you do, and
thank you.
I'm looking forward to a great week.
Thank you. Inaugural Dean Wilson Junior Golf Classic. It's July 15th to the 17th at the Putty Golf Course. Be there. We can come and watch, yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
See? All right. Aloha. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha.
We're going to come back and talk with Jeff Shackelford, the independent voice in golf. Quadrilateral is his newsletter. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what in the world is going on all around the world. But more importantly, it's almost time for the Open. Royal Troon is hosting. Boy, it was opened up in 1878,
yeah.
Expanded to 18 holes 10 years later. redesigned by five-time champion golfer James Braid. Royal Troon hosted its first Open in 1923. It's hosting its 10th next weekend. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
The Golf Club is sponsored in part by Aloha Power's Summer's Here Sale. Yes, indeed. Aloha Power's Summer's Here Sale. Mowers from the homeowner to the supersized landscaper. They're all in stock. Mower accessories galore. Available in stock. Mow it, blow it, bag it, and done. Let your equipment do the work. You know what? It's been fire season for a while. You got to protect your property and your neighbors. We ship off island too. New shipments with the latest features arrive daily. It's Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to The Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, Jeff Shackelford, independent voice in golf. Quadrilateral is his newsletter. Senior writer at one time for Golf Week magazine, contributor Golf Channel. He's an author. He's a writer. Unyielding in his disdain for the mainstream media. But he seems to like being affiliated with it while he's doing his own thing. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jeff.
I don't, where did this mainstream media thing come from? Come on, Danielle. I don't know what, I really, that's not me. I do think sometimes they ignore certain stories, but I'm not crusading too much against
them. I know that.
There's not much left of our mainstream golf
media. That's right. I don't know where that line came either from. Anyway, the future of golf. The future of golf is it's in an interesting state right now. We have LIV Golf and we have the PGA Tour, and they say they're going to work together. And of course, where does the European Tour come in all of this?
That's a good question. They would like to know the answer too. Yeah, I mean, we're just still at the same problem, which is you have a bunch of different agendas and none of them really line up. And one of the big issues in all this, as you know, is there are a lot of American golfers who really don't want to travel the world. And there's another mindset that this is an opportunity to reimagine the tour as a little bit more of a global entity. And so far, the people who kind of are running the tour now, the players on the board, are those players who would just like to play, if they could, every tournament in Jupiter or Dallas. And it's just not going to work that way with sponsors going forward. But then you have television networks that still love to fill up the weekends with 6 hours of PGA Tour golf. And sometimes they run long and they get a nice audience at the end, and everybody's happy. So it's a big old mess, Daniel.
Yeah, you know, and I can see why Rory McIlroy would be perturbed that those guys that don't want to go traveling, You know, it's just too strange. The good news.
It is such a strange mindset. I mean, I get it. Look, you make a lot of money. Why should you want to go too far? But we also have players who just don't really enjoy seeing the world or feel obligated. And there was a generation before that, and even Tiger early in his career, they felt obligated to try to get around the world.
Yes.
And part of it is they just have so many options that you can't blame them.
Uh-huh.
So there's probably a need to pare things down a little bit.
Okay. All right. They have so many options. Aren't they lucky that they have so many options?
Yes.
You know, and
yes,
giving back, you know, somehow putting themselves on the stage in whatever country it is what the guys did, like Jack Nicklaus, you know, Ernie Els, sooner than, you know, I mean, it's just the list is endless. Bernard Langer, who is retiring after 50 years, and goodness knows how many miles he put on his body, traveling around the world and letting everybody who loves the game see them in competition, not just on television, but in real life. I mean, that's about growing the game. That's about inspiring youth. That's about, you know, sharing, becoming magnanimous with yourself because you've got so much money.
Yeah, but golf's a little different than some sports where you know, the days are long. There's a lot of different things going on. And
yeah.
So I don't sense that the players just have that in them. And like I said, I can't necessarily blame them in some ways, but it always comes down to money. And I just happen to think the long term suggests that there's more sponsorship opportunities globally now than there have ever been. And it's a little weird that they just seem to be kind of taking sponsors for granted on many different levels and many different tiers and many different ways that I don't know how that works for them long term, but they seem to act like it will.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is, and we'll see how it runs. It's their livelihood, and how they manage that is, we have no control over it. So we'll just have to watch. You know, but the beauty of all this is that every once in a while we have something like, I don't know, the Masters that takes all of these questions out of the, you know, we throw them out. Another one is the Open, maybe the one that takes all of it out of everything because it's been around for so long. And at the golf course, what, it's hosted it for 10 times? Royal Troon?
Yes.
Yeah.
It will be its 10th, yes.
And you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there. I'm very excited. Yeah, it's a place where interesting things happen, and I always like majors where we go places where I say interesting. I probably should say kind of crazy, really, but that it's just one of those places where stuff happens, and there have been great winners. And of course, last time there was an epic duel between Phil and Henrik, but even going back to the first Open there in 1923, Gene Sarazen took a ship, by the way, Danielle, 5-day ship ride, probably not a lot of fun. and he had to qualify, even though he was the U.S. Open champion, and so did Walter Hagen as the defending champion, and Sarah's had missed. So crazy things happen over there.
Yeah. Now, about Royal Troon, just a bit, right? It was expanded to 18 holes after being founded in 1878. And then redesigned by five-time champ golfer James Braid, and then hosted its first Open, as you said, 1923. Now, it is interesting because it's as they say, the tale of two nines. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, it's funny you asked about this because I've been doing a bunch of deep diving into the course, and I'm glad you did. But yeah, it's... you know, a lot of the links are out with nine holes and nine coming in. And there the prevailing wind happens to be where it's downwind going out and into you coming in. That's not always the case. St. Andrews, it always seems to be into the wind going out. It changes into your face coming in, seems like, more than you'd like. But that's kind of the charm of the place. So, yeah, that's and of course, it puts pressure on players to get off to a good start. Yeah, I love dynamics like that. Now, it does have a little stretch in the middle of the course where the wind is usually not into you or down, and it and those are the really key holes, basically the postage stamp, the 8th through the par 4 12th hole. And there's gorse and railway tracks and some big numbers in that little corner. So it's got a little bit of everything. It's very spread out, Danielle. It's 2.5 miles from the clubhouse to the far end. It's crazy. It's a good walk as well.
It's not a good walk spoiled?
For some people, some days it is by the pretty brutal features. And I've heard the rough is really high. They had a wet winter and very nice spring. And the roughs have apparently, we've had a lot of really dry opens the last few years. And sounds like this one's going to be a little more on the lush side. And Troon's a hard golf course. Although, Hendrick shot 63 in the last round. Now, it is probably one of the greatest rounds ever played, but still, it has moments where it's vulnerable. And that's what we love in a good course, that it does give up a good score, and that means it rewards good shots.
Right on. I saw a picture of the one hole on the back nine, and it looks just so scary. It looks like a battlefield because of all of the bunkers.
Yeah, it is liberally bunkered as well. That is another attribute to it. And, of course, over there, they've really gotten into making them small pop bunkers. And it's kind of one thing I noticed looking at the old photos. The bunkers used to be a lot shallower and bigger, but not so deep. But, boy, now they have these kind of hacked-out sideways pop bunkers that add to the fun.
Otherwise, it's a beautiful golf course. The vista is amazing. It's just I'd be standing there going, oh, it's my turn?
it has beautiful views of the Isles of Craig, and it is. I've heard a lot of the new tees they've added give you a better view, so if the players are griping about the added length, which I wouldn't blame them, they'll at least get some nice views.
And see that, and you get something out of all of that. It's a wonderful thing. Bernhard Langer, let's go back to him. He played his last DP World event. He missed the cut. He was 50 years, and he teared up talking not very German, by the way, to do that. Talking about his life. I mean, I lived in Switzerland for a long time, so I've kind of got a sense of everybody. You know, my family's English and Swiss, and the Germans are right there, so we all get together. And it's usually a very stoic, you don't show your emotions too much, but he was right, and I felt like how much he had devoted to this game that gave him so much in return. And that, it was so powerful, just a few sentences.
Well, he's kind of one of those players that has come from Europe where they just have such gratitude for the opportunity that they got both in the United States and elsewhere. And he has always been a true professional, a lot like Padraig Harrington and some others who get it, who know they're there to entertain and play golf. And, I mean, he's never going to be a big personality, but he worked so hard at it. And I'm always blown away how hard he worked at it on his Champions Tour career. You just think,
yeah.
I mean, I tried to interview him a few times. It's like, I got to go practice. Like, really, really, Bernhard, come on. It's the Newport Beach Senior Classic. Come on. You're really going to grind that much? And he would. And so, and Padraig's the same way. And they feel like if they're playing, they better do their best. And they're great with sponsors and people like that. And there's still regular tour pros like that, too. But it's increasingly a dying breed. And just the Europeans, as you know, they're just a little more worldly than the Americans, and they get out and go to restaurants and do cultural things now and then, and it makes them fascinating, interesting people.
Yeah, truly. it's something, invite yourself to the party, so to speak. All right. You know, and with Bernard, or Bernard, it's funny seeing, I was like, he's not, why is he retiring? I don't get it. And then I was, oh, he's 66.
Yeah. Well, he'll still play the senior tour.
Of course he will.
I'm sure.
But you know.
It was a nice, cool send-off. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know how these guys do it.
Exactly.
As they do. And the women travel even more these days.
Yeah.
I'm always blown away. But, as you know, some people just love that life.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, it's an interesting world. You know, you've got to get back out there and get go to the next whistle stop. It's just a part of your nature. And that's a great thing. Nellie Korda, speaking of the women, when you said that, I thought of Nellie had to withdraw from the ladies' European tour because of a dog bite. Ouch.
Talk about, I mean, just what an incredible year in terms of swings from winning six in a row to now she's missed three cuts in a row. I believe it's three.
Yes.
In a row. And then a dog bite takes her out of the European event, and she's still got the Olympics and two majors to go, the Avion and the Women's Open at St. Andrews. So hopefully it wasn't too serious. But, Danielle, you know, golf is it's a strange sport. The weirdest injury in the weirdest little spot
can
derail you, or you can get into bad habits. And so I'm assuming she, poor thing, I mean, I hope it's not anything serious. And
yes,
it was also maybe a little bit of an excuse to just take a break and reset before. The schedule's just terribly designed. The women have a week between the Avion and the Olympics, and then I think it's 2 weeks between the Olympics and the Women's Open. So if you're an American player, you know, you have to set up shop there for a while, which, I mean, there are worse places to be setting up shop than Europe. Don't get me wrong. But,
yes.
And, of course, the Korean women are not crying at all because they have to come over here and set up shop. And that's a lot longer to go. So it's I hope she's able to kind of refresh and get past this little rut she's in, because the women's game could use it.
Yeah. And she went, gosh, she's good. She is good. And, you know, whatever's going on right now, it is what it is. It's like the golf gods gave and now they're taking back. You know, something to that effect was said already. Charlie Woods won his qualifier for the U.S. Junior Amateur, topping 85 other players, shot a 71, one under par. But then there's 13-year-old Matthew Marigliano. He shot a 72, and he's right behind Charlie. What do you think about these up-and-comer whippersnappers?
As you know, I don't want to be too much of a curmudgeon.
Okay.
But I do worry less about Charlie Woods or that young man qualifying for the U.S. Junior. That's what they're supposed to be playing in and doing. I am a little put off by this sudden thing to give sponsor exemptions to 15-year-olds. It sort of got a freak show element to it when they haven't actually even won something that would say, yeah, that's in a big time pro event, that person should be playing here. And it's just this weird time we're in where tournaments are looking for something and the tour and all of them are panicked about losing the next player to live. So they're now forgetting college golf and moving into junior golf. And I think it's a little weird myself that this is where we're at, but you know, I won't be surprised if there's a tournament that offers the same to Charlie. But I think he learned his lesson on trying to play with the people a little bit older, and I think he's now doing the right thing, trying to play with people his age, and good for him, because the scrutiny's no fun. And plus, Danielle, he's got another job. He's basically Tiger's swing coach now.
Yes,
at the U.S. Open. I couldn't believe it. I went out Sunday evening, watched Tiger, and Charlie was standing by him on every shot. he was the eyes and ears. It was wild to see. So, he's playing well and trying to coach his dad back to glory.
Exactly. And I loved what Tiger said. Well, he's seen my, swing more than anyone else.
Yeah, that was a weird comment. I'm glad you saw that. I just looked at that and shook my head. I went, no, actually, that's just not true. He's too young to have seen you swing that much. And you don't hit that many balls, Tiger. But, you know, I'm not going to raise my hand in the press conference and call BS on that. I'm not getting near that.
Oh, goodness. You know, I love talking with you, and I'm going to miss you during the Open, and I hope to talk to you soon after, whenever you have time after the Open, to get your thoughts on it.
All right. Thanks, Danielle. I look forward to it.
Thank you very much. Aloha. That's Jeff Shackelford, and you can get his newsletter. I really recommend it. Quadrilateral is his newsletter, and it's really cool. He's an independent voice in golf. You know, he's not married to any one agency. So that's what really I was talking about at the very beginning. He calls it like he sees it. All right, we're going to come back, and this is really interesting, okay? Corey Kozuma, PGA professional, a teaching professional, Mid-Pac Country Club, he's coming on. And then we've got Tim Tucker, wormturf.com. You were not related, but it's just save water, save fertilizer. It's a really cool process. All right, after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Corey Kozuma, PGA professional, teaching professional, Mid-Pacific Country Club. He's got Class A PGA membership, started at the Mid-Pacific Country Club Golf Academy at Mid-Pac, running a year-round development junior golf program with clinics and lessons. He was last year's Aloha Section PGA Player of the Year honoree. He competes in many, many local and national events, as many as he can, given that, you know, he's working. He recently finished 6th at the Mid-Pacific Open. That was in April. I was there. What a wonderful tournament they put on. And Corey is also the co-head golf coach for the Iolani Boys Golf Program with Matt Ma. And they just finished up the season, 5th place, the Hawaii High School Sports Association of Hawaii State Golf Tournament was at Clipper in May. And one of their golfers finished in the top 15. You know, welcome into the clubhouse, Corey Kozuma.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What amazes me, Corey, is how much you do, and then you have time to be the co-head golf coach of the Iolani Boys Golf Program. That's incredible.
Well, I couldn't do it alone. I definitely rely on Matt a bunch, and we've had other assistant coaches in the past, too, such as Spencer, Shishido, as well as, you know, our other coaches that help run the other levels.
Yeah, you know, and that's, thank you. I didn't figure you were doing it by your co-head golf coach at Iolani Boys Golf Program. And you have, when you're working with kids, mm-hmm. Do you have a particular way of going about bringing them into the game or explaining the game to them?
Well, I think simple is best. I think it depends on who, I guess, what age. The age makes a difference, the maturity level of the junior. But also, you know, it's obviously easier when the, you know, when the kids want to be there, when they're passionate about the game, when it falls on them, as, you know, they make the decision that they want to be there rather than they're forced to be there.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of connecting with how they learn. Some kids respond better to, you know, you kind of have to walk them through, I guess, whatever you're trying to work with them on. And, you know, and other kids are kind of, you just give them one thing and they just kind of take it and run with it.
Right on. Well, you know, I knew you'd know this because you've got the developmental junior golf program clinics and lessons, of course, that you teach to all age groups. But my question, I guess, wanted to go right into the junior golf program. How old is a good time to get kids in the game?
You know, we, so myself and Bo Yokomoto, we kind of, I actually learned from Bo through his Top Dogs program. And we kind of set it around 7 years old. Now, obviously, that's kind of different for every child or every junior. Some kids will start earlier and some might have to start later. For us, it's more of, you know, are they able to focus? Are they able to, you know, be safe? Are they able to listen? But honestly, in my experience, I found that it's better if the juniors actually play other sports, not just golf. It's not good to specialize too early. And I didn't start playing golf until I was 11 or 12. My sports before were soccer and basketball. So we find kind of better success when the kids do other
conference
sports.
Recording started.
Sorry, and I don't know where that came from.
No? So, yeah, I would say, you know, 6 or 7 would be a good age. Obviously, you know, getting them to get a club in their hands at an early age is fine. But I would say structural teaching, I would give them a little bit more time and try to get them involved in other sports.
So the beginning should be fun. You know, it's like Jack Nicklaus said, somebody asked him, when do you teach your kid golf? And when they stop chasing frogs on the golf course. I thought that was perfect.
Yeah.
You know, it's when their focus is with you and not on everything that's, you know, drawing them away. And that's how children are. They're curious. They want to be here. They want to be there. They want to be, you know. And pretty soon, if you take them with you on the golf course, they'll want to be with you and they'll want to do what you're doing. And that's, but you have to know when that time is. And I imagine a coach like yourself, Corey, would be able to give a parent some idea when, you know, maybe bringing them to a lesson. Would that be possible?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, you know, starting off slow. And like you said, it has to be fun. You don't, I mean, we have trouble getting some of our adults to focus in on the mechanical side of golf. So, you know, to get a 6 or 7 year old to really focus down for an hour and, you know, do the boring stuff like all of your basic fundamentals, you know, it's hard. And I think that's why it's important to make sure the game is fun, because golf is something that they can do for a very long time. And you want to make sure that they enjoy and love the game.
Yeah, exactly. Now, as a teacher, someone asked me a very interesting question, which absolutely made me laugh. you know, Turtleback Greens. Do we have very many golf courses with Turtleback Greens in Hawaii?
I think it depends. I know at Mid-Pack, I call them Manapua Greens. And we definitely faced that a lot during Mid-Pack Open where, you know, Jason Amoy, our superintendent, gets the greens running extremely fast. They're firm, and those pin placements are not the friendliest.
Jason isn't the friendliest when he sets up a course for competition. He knows it. So somebody said, how do you stick your ball on a Turtleback Green? You know, it's like, do you just, you kind of hit it up there and hope it stops?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of it is having the discipline to aim away from flags or, you know, try to go for the center of the greens. Even, you know, for all the years playing Mid-Pack Open, I'm starting to learn that sometimes it's better to miss the green in one place rather than hit the green in another.
Wow.
It's very much a strategy, strategy-based.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. So that's very cool listening to you say that. Now, another thing that happens at Mid-Pack, right, is the weather. The wind can come off the ocean or come off the mountain. How do you learn to play the weather?
I think growing up in Hawaii plays a big part in that. We battle wind and the elements pretty much on every golf course that you can play here, you know, in the state of Hawaii. In college, playing on the mainland, it's a very different game where, you know, depending on where you're playing, you have to hit the ball really high, like in the Pacific Northwest, because the ground is wet, the ball doesn't roll. But we don't really have to battle that in Hawaii. When you grow up here, you know, the wind could be blowing, you know, it's 15, 20, 30 miles per hour, and you need to learn how to keep the ball low to the ground. And, you know, you play courses like, I guess Alawai would be a good example where, you know, like you can play with, I've played with, you know, 70-year-old guys and they're running the ball up from, you know, 70 yards and they're hitting it closer than me. And it was very confusing, but as you get older and you continue to play, you just realize that that's the kind of game that we have here in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's learning to play the weather. That's great. It's wonderful. Can people take lessons with you?
They can. We are a private club, so I think the best way we do offer if members have referrals. So I guess member referral lessons.
Okay.
But of course our lessons are reserved for our membership.
Yeah, exactly. So become a member, and then Corey can teach you. Because I really like some of the suggestions you have about where it's more favorable to not land on the green in some places. See, then you can also learn for the next mid-pack open. You see, you'll be ready for it. That's probably the most important thing. Take a lesson with Corey. Thank you so much for providing insight. That was really cool. Thank you. I want you on the show again.
All right, absolutely. Thanks for your time, Daniel.
Thank you. Corey Kozuma, PJ professional and teaching professional at Mid-Pacific Country Club. We're going to come back with Tim Tucker after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. It's Worm Turf. Worm Turf. Good. Very good.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Hey, it's Aloha Power's Summer's Here sale. In case you missed it, summer's here. and mowers for the homeowner or the supersized landscaper in stock. Okay, the mower, the accessories available. Mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done. Don't hurt your back. Let your equipment do the work. And plus, it's really important. It's fire season. It has been. You know how dry everything is. So protect your property and protect the people around you, because that's the most important. We've got to be careful. We've got to care for our neighbors and make sure that we keep that brush down. We ship off island. New shipments with the latest features arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, in Waipahu, Farrington Highway going west, stay in the left lane, at Waipahu Depot Street, make a left, and you'll see the sign. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at waileagolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
All right, Tim Tucker, wormturf.com. Wormturf, scientifically designed, financially guaranteed. Save water, save fertilizer, the environment, grow better golf turf, improve community relations. Welcome into the clubhouse, Tim.
Hey, Danielle, how you doing?
Good, really good. And I was looking over all of these things, thinking, why wouldn't everybody buy this? This makes the most sense. Is it really, really expensive?
It's not cheap, but it's half the price of the stuff that comes from the Ukraine. Yeah, it's kind of half the price.
So wait a minute, we're buying stuff from the Ukraine that we're making here in the United States?
So, you know, I'm glad you asked that. Not many people realize, and I'm not ditching on the Ukraine at all.
Right.
But they make 80% of the nitrogen that flows around the globe.
Wow.
And it all gets transported by these big ships. And which is, I think, is kind of funny. In the last couple of weeks, these guys at the bottom of the Suez Canal have been sinking these ships.
Oh, that's true.
So now these ships can't even, the insurance companies won't let them go through the Suez Canal. So they have to go around the bottom of Africa. That's another 3 weeks of transit. And I think these ships they charter out for about $1 million a day.
Wow.
All it does is runs up our costs.
Right.
I think it's humorous. But anyway, yeah, we make our stuff in Kansas.
In Kansas. Lovely Kansas. Yeah. I don't think of Kansas as being the turf capital of the United States.
But you know what it is? It's a low-cost real estate capital of the United States.
Ah.
So when we bought a distribution center, an old, worn-out building for essentially a dollar.
Wow.
About a half a million square feet. And I put 14 kids in there, and we got about 3 billion worms.
What? And then that's a good thing. 3 billion worms. I mean, I love you.
Yeah. I mean, roll call is the hardest part of the day.
Okay, worm turf dramatically increases moisture retention in your soil, resulting in a huge decrease in required water. That is that's the sale right there. You just sold me.
Well, you know what? Thank you. And it's so simple, and I really can't explain how it works. But the microbes that we create, we have about 12 different varieties, actually go, I mean, they're living. They're like little baby goldfish. They go down into the soil, and they just burrow and burrow and burrow, and they create all these little tunnels. And while they're burrowing, they're transporting the nutrients back to the roots of the grass.
Wow.
which sounds kind of crazy, but nitrogen doesn't move. So when we see a golf course guy spreading this stuff out, wherever it drops, that's where it's going to lie. Why?
Uh-huh.
Forever. It just doesn't move around. You could make it maybe soluble, diluted in water. But when you do that, it usually just runs off into the streams.
Okay. Well,
so the microbes go and get that nutrient, and they carry it back to the roots of the turf.
That seems so cool. I mean, okay, you not only save water, but you also save fertilizer.
You save 80% of the fertilizer. And I'm making a financial guarantee to all of my prospects and customers that you can cut your fertilizer in half the first year, and then another 30% the second year.
Wow.
And then another 10% the third year, and then from then on, 10%. I mean, I'm not saying nitrogen is bad. It does make the grass green, and everybody wants that. But you don't have to have as much as you've been using.
Right. There you go. Yes, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what a lot of golf course guys do, and first of all, these guys that run these golf courses are so smart.
Aren't they?
oh, my gosh. And, you know, it's amazing the conditions that we all get to play in.
Uh-huh.
Because these guys work like animals.
Yeah, they've got all the time, morning till night. Uh-huh.
I mean, right. It's a 30-hour-a-day job.
Uh-huh.
But when they pull a sample of their soil to send it to a lab to do chemical analysis, it all comes back that says you got 200% of the nitrogen that you need. So you're good. Your pH is good. But so what, even though the nitrogen is there, and the phosphorus and the magnesium, it's not transportable. Because over the years, and this has only been about 50 years in the making, we started spraying all these poisons on these golf courses. And it's absolutely killed the biology. You know, the natural biology that was here when we all started.
Mm-hmm.
A little different on these desert courses where they didn't really have much to start with. It's amazing what they've done to even make these things exist. But there's no biology there. I mean, I've done 1,000 soil samples. There's just no chemistry there, or no biology. It's
so
all chemistry.
So none of those little creatures that you were talking about earlier.
They put this stuff right on top.
Yeah. So none of those none of those little creatures that you were talking about earlier are mingling through the soil and delivering
correct.
All the things that nutrients that the soil needs to make it.
That's correct.
Okay.
They're just not there. I mean, in Mississippi, I think Hawaii has a really good soil, but again, 20 or 30 years of chemicals, they kind of wiped it out.
Well, we're really careful about that. We have to be, because the water is right next, it's like right there.
Yeah, but you haven't always been careful. And the real thing is, it's big agriculture, big chem.
Oh, there's that too.
I'm not going to name any names.
Yes.
I don't want to pick any fights.
No.
There's a handful of companies that they live on building and making these chemicals. And some of them aren't so good for us.
Okay. So, our next point. So it's really good for the environment, warm turf. How do we get it over here?
Well, so you asked me that question online the other day. There's two ways I can get it over there. And I have a golf course that I'm dealing with or negotiating with who also has a golf course in Colorado. I could just fill up a container and ship it over there.
Just a regular container that goes on a ship and,
Yeah, a shipping container, right. Yeah. I could put 3 golf courses worth of property in 1 container.
Wow.
And the solid, and freight is freight. We all hate the freight charges.
It is what it is at this point.
That's right, but that's what I mean. That's
yeah.
a good point.
Yeah.
How you get everything over there.
See, one sentence is something I love. Your golf turf becomes disease, pest, and drought resistant.
Well, we did this study in Kansas on some army worms. There was a field that had army worm infestation for years. We sprayed it like a laser, and it was incredible, as if we had built a fence. On this side of the spray line, there were army worms. On this side, there were no army worms. insects and invasive species don't like it when the soil is in good shape. In Colorado, we have these things called voles. They're like a little mouse. They do unbelievable damage under the snow. But they don't like it when we put our worm turf out there. They just move out.
I'm starting to feel sorry for the little mice.
I know. I mean, they find a way. But the other option, I've seen this in Colorado, too. They have these little prairie dogs. They're called ground squirrels. They're really destructive.
Oh, yeah.
They gas them. They drive around in a tractor with a tank of carbon dioxide, and they gas them.
Oh, that's terrible.
But it doesn't even work because every gopher has like seven exits.
Yeah.
So they have to fill up all the holes or plug them for it to even work. And these guys don't have time for that. So they just run around. It is pretty humorous, actually.
Yes, it is,
these little guys poke their heads up over here. And they're actually laughing at the guy on the tractor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's cartoons that have been made about that, you know?
Absolutely.
Tim Tucker, Worm Turf is the name. WORMTURF. WormTurf.com. If we've, you know, intrigued you, scientifically designed, financially guaranteed, save water, save fertilizer, environment, grow better golf turf, improve community relations. You get the drift. And no, we're not related, so I'm not getting a kickback.
You know what, though? I think we are. I was actually pondering that. But
really?
Murray County, Kentucky, does that ring a bell in any of your heritage?
No. My dad was from England.
Well, so was mine. And then they went to Murray County, Kentucky.
No.
My dad had nine uncles.
Wow.
And they all scattered.
Wow.
And they all were successful and creative rascals. But anyway, the financial guarantee, I do want to emphasize that. Our guarantee is this. When a golf course employs our strategy of restoring the biology, I guarantee that I'll cut the water bill in half and the chemical bill, the overall spend in half.
Wow.
That's it. 80% of the chemical spend and 50% of the water, and then you weave in labor and fuel and machinery and all that garbage. Or I'll give you your money back.
Oh, wow. All right.
But it takes 2 years, and it takes leadership and commitment and brains.
Well, there's lots of that right here in Hawaii on our golf courses. Our superintendents are phenomenal. So Tim Tucker, wormturf.com, thank you so much.
Thanks, Danielle.
Okay.
Danielle.
Aloha.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to come back with Keith Hirschland, author, executive producer, live tournament coverage, Live Golf League, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. with in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates, Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Ah, we all can relate to that. Indeed. Keith Hirschland, author, executive producer, live tournament coverage, Live Golf League. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Yes. You know, you're not just a live tournament coverage guy and executive producer. You're an author. You know, we've talked for years. It was Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In, and then Big Flies and The Flower Girl Murder and Murphy and Song Girl. And all I want to know is, are you doing another book?
I am, actually. I'm it's kind of the seeds are planted for the next one. I've kind of fallen into this nice little run of, I feel like I have a couple of characters that I can build stories around. One is the detective Mark Allen that was in Flower Girl Murder and Song Girl.
Yeah.
And then the other is Murphy. So I just, you know, we just finished and published the second Murphy book. It's probably been about 6 months now. It's been out there in the world. And I figured it was time to put pen to paper and start working on a third Mark Allen mystery. So that's what I'm working on now. And then in the back of my mind, I've got a third Murphy adventure that is just on the very back burner with the pot just starting to warm up now. Nothing's boiling there, but I have the idea for it. I've actually started writing the Mark Allen mystery, so...
Right,
yeah, I'm still doing that, and you know, a couple of other things in my life. So, you know, I'm living the dream. It's great.
It's great. That's awesome. Because, I mean, I was thinking to myself, you must be so used to doing live tournament coverage that you know you're in this rote mode. That your mind still has all this creative juice to create something like a new, I need to write another book. I've got another character. I can do this and that. All these things are still happening. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, and I was happily not doing the TV thing for almost 10 years. You know, I had left Golf Channel in the fall of 2013 after we published Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In. And, you know, you and I have talked a bunch of times about how that kind of, that experience of writing that memoir,
yes,
you know, really kind of got my, you know, writing creative juices going. And I tried my hand at fiction, and I've written now, two, five, six mysteries. So, you know, and I was just happily living my retired life, Danielle, writing books and being supportive of my wife's blossoming career and walking the dogs, and then I got a phone call from out of the blue, and then I'm back now into the TV golf business. So, and, you know, I couldn't be. I'm just very blessed and very lucky.
And yes, you are. You really are, aren't we? Keith Hirschland is now over at Live Golf, and he was so sweet. He said, "You know, by the way, I'm at Live Golf now, and you know, I don't know how you feel about it. You know." Well, you know, everybody knows how I feel about Live Golf. I'm not much of a fan of the source of wealth and the way they throw the money around. to capture young men into the fold. But, you know, that's the way the dollar rolls. And so I just, you know, where their money comes from, that bugs me the most. But that has nothing to do with anything, right? And this particular moment, because I want to ask you, do you understand any of the negotiations that have supposedly gone on between the PGA Tour, LIV, DP World, all this stuff? Is anybody, like, really knowledgeable?
Well, I'm certainly not. And that's I feel like that's a blessing. You know, they called me up and asked if I might be interested in you know, producing their golf tournaments. And, you know, it was funny when it happened. Sarah and I actually, you know, we had a long talk because, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, she said to me, you know, she said, why do you want to do it? If you're interested, and I can appreciate that you might be interested, but, you know, why do you want to do it? And, you know, she says, you know, because we don't need the money.
Hey.
You know, you have a, you're enjoying writing. We have a great life. You know, and I said, I feel like there's still some, you know, there's still some gas in that tank. And it's an opportunity to once again get in on the ground floor of something and create something. And I felt like that maybe there was a little bit, you know, that the world of golf on television had, in the 10 years that I hadn't been doing, but it, just doing it, but had been watching it, maybe gotten a little stale and a little...
Okay.
You know, uninspired.
Yeah.
I thought maybe, you know, this might be an opportunity and, you know, to get with a group of people that were, you know, committed and creative and young and talented. And, you know, I got to work with David Hill, who's one of the, you know, great minds in sports television. And so it was, you know, that was the reason. And she looked at me and she said, well, if that's really the reason, then go do it.
Yeah.
Go have fun. And, so, you know, to answer your question about the negotiations and the business side of it and, you know, everything that's going on in the world of golf, I hope, and you and I have talked about this before, my hope is that there is going to be a coming together because that benefits everybody. It benefits the fans. But in the meantime, my job is to, you know, to try and put on the best golf television show that I can 14 weeks a year. And that's what I'm kind of, you know, trying my best to do.
You only work 14 weeks a year?
Yeah, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. No wonder you've got all this fuel.
I get to be around some of the greatest players in the world. I get, again, like I said, I'm infused with creativity and talent, and the people with whom I work are just amazing. So, you know, there are you know, we have 14 events, I should say that. I'm working, doing some work with them, obviously, more than that. But we have 14 events.
Gotcha.
So, in fact, I'm getting on a plane tomorrow morning to go to Spain and have an event with Valderrama next week.
So. Oh, gosh. Now, that's nice. You know, go fly to Spain, go to Valderrama, you know, do what you love to do at the same time. Doesn't get much better than that, right?
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. And, you know, and to your point, too, it's, you know, and I've said this a million times, I've had a number of, which is the bane of my wife's existence, a number of healthy and not so healthy conversations with folks on social media. And, you know, my point is always, it's like, you know, you don't, it's not for everybody. I get that. There are people that don't like it. There are people that don't like it for a number of reasons. There are people that don't like our broadcast because, you know, maybe it moves a little quicker than they're used to, or there are too many graphics on the screen, or, you know, they don't understand or don't like the team element in addition to the individual element, that golf is an individual sport. And, you know, that's perfectly fine. You know, it's not for everybody. My only request would be that, you know, you give it a try. And if you give it a try and then you still don't like it, still hate it, you still can't understand it, then you've given it a try. But, you know, I think it's improved. It's made the traditional broadcasters, the guys at NBC and the guys at CBS and the guys at Golf Channel, maybe think a little bit about certain things that they might be able to do differently, and that's good for everybody, right?
Yeah.
I mean, disruption can be good. Change can be good. So, you know.
Sparks creativity.
I hope so. You know, and it sparks creativity in us, too, when we watch now what Sellers is doing at CBS or what Tommy Roy's doing at NBC. And we say, hey, that's, you know, a good friend of mine once said and still says to me, just because it's not your idea doesn't mean it's a bad idea.
That's right. Copycat.
Right? So anyway, you know, and you and I have been friends for a long time, and we've talked about a lot of things.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether or not you knew, and I didn't know what your feelings were about the league, and I just didn't want it to be like a surprise to you that somebody said to you, hey, you know that this guy's involved with Liv. And, you know, I just wanted to be fully transparent and say, you know, you and I, again, I love our conversations. I have a great deal of respect for you and what you do.
Vice
versa.
I
just didn't want you to feel like I had been not fully transparent with you.
Right on. That was wonderful. Now, the thing that bothers me is I never know where to find, even if I wanted to watch. You know, life only has so many hours in the day. If I wanted to watch Liv, and of course I'd like to check it out. I'd like to see,
sure.
But I don't know where to go. Well, you know, Peacock. Would you have to spend more money to see Peacock?
You don't have to. We are, you know, we have a domestic television deal with the CW, which is, you know, one of those, you know, they're most famously known for TV shows like Walker, Texas Ranger, and One Tree Hill, and
I know CW,
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Yeah. But, you know, but the last couple of years, they've really gotten into more sports. They televise ACC football and basketball. They televise some auto racing. They've made a push to get into more live sports. But my recommendation would always be, and it's free for everybody, for most of the world, is the Live Golf Plus app. And you just go to the App Store and you look for the Live Golf Plus app. And then you can watch all of our events, every one that we've broadcast since 2022 are on there. You can watch replays of those, and then you can watch the live coverage commercial free. So we are on the air for five and a half hours with no commercials on the Live Golf Plus app, which is exhausting, but it also, you know, if you don't like commercials, we're the place to go.
Right. No, that's a good point. It's just I want to, you know, like lean back in my lazy chair and I want a big screen, you know, big screen.
I know.
I look at little screens, you know, all day long.
The world is an ever changing place.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, we watch my wife and in-laws watch us, you know, we just download the app on our smart TV and they watch it there. But I get it. And that's one of the things that the league has done is, you know, David Hill, who I mentioned before, you know, he was like, golf has always been a lean back sport. Golf has always been I'm just going to, like you said, get in my lazy boy and lean back and maybe take a nap, maybe not. He said, let's give a shot at trying to make golf a lean-in sport. So, you know, it's a change. It's different. Again, it's not for everybody. We're trying to attract a younger viewer, and, you know, who knows if it's going to be something that catches on. But right now we're having a hell of a fun time doing it.
Thank you so much. You'll have to be on again. Keith Hirschlin is now, of course, he's author. That's really who he is. He's an author of mysteries. He's executive producer, live tournament coverage, Live Golf League. Talk soon, okay?
I hope so. Thanks, Daniel.
Awesome. Thank you. John Peter Hagan, he's, you know where he is? He's where we all want to be. He's in Scotland. Yes. I think he's at St. Andrews. That's so wonderful. We're going to be with him just in a minute.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Hey, it's Aloha Power's Summer is Here sale. mowers for the homeowner or the supersized landscaper for the people who are doing acres. It's all in stock. Mower accessories galore. Available. Yes. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Save your back. Let your equipment do the work. And it is fire season. Protect your property and the people who are next door, because if something's going on in your property, it's going to spread like wildfire. We ship off island. New shipments with the latest features arrive daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
John Peter Hagan, play away, please. The tale of the sale of golf's greatest icon, the St. Andrews Old Course Starters Box. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Murray, chilly. Sunday afternoon. It's nippy out here. But we're here. It's a pretty interesting week so far. And I can preface it all by saying, there's a phrase that Scots use that is called, may our cross against them. And darned if my paths didn't cross again yesterday on the old course with your buddy, Brandel Chamblee.
Wow. He is everywhere.
And I had never met him. Since the 1970s, when he was courting a woman who was my best friend living in Pebble Beach. So he would come in and out of the house while he's, shall we say, a woman. And this is still her, and they're married. And we had a shot on the golf course, held that place for 20 minutes.
We're losing you. We're trying to get a fix. Apparently, there the cell service is not that great, so we're losing you at times.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know. Is there a stationary place where you can be?
I am stationary.
Oh, dear.
I have a hotel room, actually.
Okay. Go ahead. I hear you really good now.
Gary or Mandel, and I'm coming in, and I'm 17, and I hear this guy call out my name. I turn around, and Gary Player.
Gary Player?
So, yeah, it was. He said, Hagan, what are you doing here? I said, what are you doing here? He said, it's my job.
What a wonderful greeting.
And he was... He was having a few years ago, we did some together, but I haven't seen him since then, actually during the Humana and the PGA West. We called out and had a bunch of hugs in the middle of the second fairway.
Stay right there.
Chamblee probably turned around and said, now what's going on here? I'm trying to play golf.
Yeah. Are you going to be at the Open?
It's Open? I'm not, no. Gary is here too. And he said he was going to Wimbledon. Not a bounce day.
taking a tennis racket, and he said, barely, but I'm going to Wimbledon.
Okay. We're just
some other obligations here, but
it's like a long what are those old connections way back when the signal would go drifting in and out depending on when the wind was blowing.
There's no wind in my room. It's the only place at the moment where there is no wind.
John Peter Hagan, I'm going to have to send you a clip of this conversation so you'll see what I'm talking about. You're in the midst of Scotland. You're having a wonderful time. And you're just, how often do you get to the old course at St. Andrews?
I've got an injury to my left foot right now, so I'm not. I had hoped that through all of my years, which began in 1972, and then my involvement with the Lynx Trust and the purchase of the Old Course Starters Box and the founding of the Friends of Sandrew Lynx, the St. Andrews Lynx, et cetera, that this would be the year where I would have my 100th year celebration of golfing on the old course, but it's not going to happen. I'm just not well enough. So I'm the moment I'm on hold or in neutral, it's 98.
So 98
rounds on the old course. 96 of them as people play them almost every day, and 2 rounds in reverse. Yes.
Wow. You know, you're amazing. You've played it 98 times?
Yes, ma'am.
And you weren't you're going for 100.
I am.
I don't blame you. I'd be going for 100 too. But your foot is injured, so you've got to go back again. That's all there is to it.
Ooh, smart lady. You figured that out.
Yeah. It's incredible. It's incredible. I actually have a brain occasionally. Yes. Well, and I'm so glad because then I have something to look forward to.
Yeah, and it's been interesting also to talk golf for a moment, Danielle, and that, as you know, 3 weeks from now, the Ladies Open is on the old course, and they've been making a lot of changes, subtle, but changes, modifications. 47 of the bunkers have been reworked. The hell bunker has even had some more drastic changes made, not changes per se, but restoration. And there's a new tee on hole 13. But the ladies are starting to arrive and play. And next week, of course, we have the Scottish Open also.
Yes.
Which is not here, but they're around, so everybody's getting in a round or two here before that happens.
Yes, kind of get used to the atmosphere.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Really important.
And it has been nippy. We only have had last week. We've only had 2 rounds of golf under 20-degree. 20 mile an hour winds. So it's. It's been rugged. We're in a rugged interval right now. We'll see what happens with the Open.
John Hagan, looking forward to talking to you again real soon, and thank you. The Golf Club is sponsored by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories. Their staff will help you find what you need. And don't know what to choose? Get a gift card. And now in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center, you can get the best camera for your memories or a gift card for your special somebody. It's Aloha Power's Summer's Here sale. We have every brand of riding mowers from the homeowner size to the super size landscapers, and they're all in stock. Trade-ins are welcome. Mow it, blow it, smart equipment do the work, not your back. It's faster and it's smarter, and you get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, also in Waipahu, and the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. we can't find you without your sign up. So go see Honolulu Sign Company. And the Aloha Power, excuse me, the Aloha Section PGA, the Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, for health, for friendship, go golf. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.